Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest is Rosemary Pierce. She is a holistic pharmacist and a frequent contributor to the Health First Show. Rosemary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be with you today.
So, I was reading something on the news recently about the, just in the last few hours, about the effects of Tylenol on the stomach and some of the problems that are coming up as a result of people taking too much Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tylenol is really known, the drug is called acetaminophen, so it could be under the name Tylenol or hidden in other over-the-counter or prescription products as acetaminophen. And the issue is really, it's in so many of our products, over 400 over-the-counter and prescription drugs have this painkiller in it, and it's often used in colds and flu to reduce fevers. We're getting too much of it, and it's building up in the body, affecting the liver. That's the main part of the digestive system that we're seeing effects. So much so that if you took three extra strength Tylenol at one time, depending on the health of your liver, that could cause immediate problems. Mm-hmm. Taking more than 4 grams daily for 2 weeks for a healthy person with no liver issues or no kidney issues can even temporarily raise the liver enzymes, which is an indication that the liver's in trouble.
So, you know, if it's affecting our liver, it's affecting our stomach, you know, what are some of the alternatives that people could use to Tylenol that, you know, that they could get naturally or in their cupboard?
Tylenol, it depends on what it's being used for. If it's being used for, let's say, inflammation and arthritic pain, there's now Tylenol arthritis formula that has actually 650 milligrams of Tylenol in it, or acetaminophen. That's a very large dose. And people sometimes take two of those at once. Now, that's for treating inflammation in joints. Maybe somebody's had an injury. And inflammation can be treated naturally with enzymes. You can use enzymes. They're usually very specific enzymes that you take on an empty stomach, either in combination, or there's one particular one called serrapeptase that's approved, Health Canada approved, for reduction of inflammation.
And why do you take it on an empty stomach?
Because we want to absorb the enzyme. If we use enzymes with food, they will actually act on the food, and these particular enzymes that work on inflammation digest protein. Now, in the stomach, more appropriately in the intestine, they digest the protein from our food, which is dead protein, right? It's mm-hmm. been processed in some form. And then, if they're on an empty stomach, we can see that they're absorbed through the small intestine. And then they work on the dead proteins inside the body. Now, if we have, what are dead proteins? They would be debris or buildup from the inflammation, because inflammation is really the body's way of trying to break down the damage done through joint issues or maybe an injury or trauma. So what happens is that the debris from the immune system working in that particular area, what happens then is we have a buildup of dead tissue. And unless we have proper enzymes in our body to remove that, that debris builds up. It reduces our circulation. We get less oxygen and less healing to the area. And it's sort of a snowball effect. More inflammation occurs, more immune responses happen to try and deal with it, that causes more tissue buildup. So then it's almost impossible to get nutrients into the area, because that's what we need. We need our body to be fed by oxygen, minerals, vitamins, and the nutrients that are going to heal. For the joint, for example, glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, sometimes collagen, all of these are used to support the health of the joint. But if there's if the circulation can't get it near the area, then there are issues. So the enzymes help the body to naturally, I usually say, use the term mop up the dead debris, which increases the circulation. And sometimes they even reduce or block pain substances.
Mm. So if somebody has chronic pain, let's say they have chronic back pain or they have chronic pain from an injury, would you recommend these enzymes like serrapeptase?
Yes. Serrapeptase, particular brand that I'm fond of is called Seraforce. Mm-hmm. It's an enteric coated, so you take it on an empty stomach. The coating protects it from stomach acid, and then it's delivered into the small intestine and absorbed. And usually the very best time to take these enzymes are very first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. I usually tell people, keep them right beside their bed or in their bathroom with a glass of water. And you really don't need very many, one or two a day, taken at the same time in the morning. Sometimes they work immediately, or other times they're reducing the swelling. Mm-hmm. And with that swelling, the healing process increases. And actually, in Europe, they've been used with antibiotics to get what we pharmacists call tissue penetration. So if there's a lot of dead debris, you're not going to be able to get and if there's an infection in a wound or trauma or internal infection, you can't get the antibiotic into the tissue, especially lungs. It's a lot of mucus. These enzymes help break up mucus because mucus has a lot of proteins in them. So it increases. There has been some studies done in Europe showing 80% increase in tissue penetration of a penicillin called amoxicillin with lung infections. So tissue penetration is an important thing when you need to get an antibiotic into the site of infection.
So, Rosemary, I want to come back to stomach problems. So how often are stomach problems related to chronic pain, or are they?
Yes, actually, I think from my research that there's a direct relationship between the health of our intestinal system. We'll call it the gut. It's a short term, and we're referring to basically what's going on in the stomach and then in the small and large intestine. So let's just call it the gut for a short term here. So the gut health is directly related to our internal health. And internal health, now we know the underlying problem with that is inflammation. And, there could be a major inflammation where you know that you have an issue because a joint is swollen, there's heat. But sometimes inflammation can be low grade and you just feel off or weak or low energy. And that's a chronic inflammation that's going on day after day, year after year. And that type of inflammation affects our circulatory system, can affect our hormonal systems. It affects our ability to ward off such diseases as diabetes, asthma. It affects our sleep, so it can cause insomnia, definitely aches and pains, but also allergy and even mood swings. Because we need to have a healthy brain, a brain that's not inflamed. So these internal enzymes, these systemic enzymes like the Seraforce I was talking about, help internally. But it's important to get it at the basic cause. And it's the health of the lining of our gut. So especially the small and large intestine, that can get inflamed. And when the lining is inflamed, then we affect the immune system and our nervous system. The nervous system that we have in our gut, if we were to take all of the tentacles and neurons and combine it, because it's spread out, but if we were to bring it into one mass, it would be larger than our brain. So we have a second brain in our digestive system. And that's why mood is affected when we have gut issues. That's why depression can happen. Even such things, they tie in such issues as autism and ADD.
Rosemary, it's fascinating, and I want to ask you a little bit more about it, but we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, perhaps we can find out more about how the gut is related to some of our illnesses.